The Los Angeles City Council recently approved a plan to raise the minimum wage for workers at large hotels in Los Angeles, despite some concerns about the impact it might have on the economy. One city-hired economist found that a similar wage hike at LAX area hotels led to a 10% decline in hotel jobs, yet there was hardly any debate at City Hall about the latest wage hike. Kevin Roderick is editor of LA Observed and joins us for our weekly chat. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Eric.
David Zanizer wrote about this in the LA Times and found that even those politicians who hold dissenting views often keep their thoughts to themselves, at least in public. Is this proof of the power of organized labor in L.A.?
Sure. I think in some ways it reflects the power of organized labor. But this was an interesting piece by David Zanizer. He's the most senior City Hall reporter for the Los Angeles Times. And it was an interesting kind of look at how the City Council is not a, you know, it's not a hotbed of political controversy and dissent and back and forth argument. It's the kind of place where people tend to agree with each other. And when they don't agree, they kind of hold their tongues because, well, one, they're trying to keep everything sort of civil, but also there's not a whole lot of diversity of opinion within the City Council.
But given that in this case there was dissent,
yes,
and as Zanizer pointed out, there were some serious questions and stats and studies that were not examined, at least in public, regarding this wage hike.
Sure,
question.
At least not at the final meeting. Zanizer's column focused on Councilman Paul Krikorian from the San Fernando Valley, who in fact voted no. He voted against the minimum wage hike, and earlier in the process had raised some questions about whether it was wise. Some of his constituents in the business community in the San Fernando Valley were very concerned about this proposal. But when it came to the City Council for the final vote, Krikorian didn't have anything to say. And the only one to speak up against it was Councilman Bernard Parks, who is kind of made his reputation as a sort of needler of organized labor. But at its root, this certainly did expose the power and influence of organized labor within the City Council. A majority of the council members were elected with support from organized labor and are quite willing to support the agenda of organized labor. And in this case, Council President Herb Wesson was a proponent of the minimum wage hike and, you know, wanted to make sure that it was going to sail through that day.
So what does this say about, A, the influence of the Chamber of Commerce or other business interests on the City Council, and, B, the way Herb Wesson runs the City Council?
The Chamber of Commerce and other business interests in Los Angeles are a longstanding interest group at the City Council and in City Hall and as a county, but they're not as strong these days as organized labor. They have not done as much to get people elected. The business community is not always happy with what the City Council does. You know, they get heard on some issues and not on others. And on this one, they took a resounding defeat.
Moving forward, though, I mean, what does this say about how the City Council manages the city, so to speak, because you would like to have a healthy public debate on these types of issues where the facts come out to the public?
It would be, I think, a lot healthier for the body politic if the City Council did engage in vigorous debate over issues. And they never really have, but we're in a period now where it happens even less and less. And you asked about Council President Herb Wesson. And, you know, he comes to the City Council from a Sacramento background, and he has brought some of that partisan discipline to the City Council. So if you speak out against something that Wesson favors, sure, you're likely to be called in and talked to. We don't have any examples yet of anybody really being punished for speaking out against the council president, but it wouldn't be unheard of. And I'm hoping that that's the kind of thing that David Zanizer and other Times reporters will be able to get to in this new corner of the California section devoted to City Hall.
All righty. Kevin Roderick with LA Observed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.